he's got to go. I'm not surprised at the speed of the action. I am surprised, in a sense, by the incompetence of the Corbyn operation. The fact that Hilary Benn is a high-profile sacking is because Corbyn wanted to sack him in his reshuffle and didn't have the backbone, the spine to do it. So it's a major event that Corbyn has sacked Hilary Benn, and now the notion that Diane Abbott is in any way an adequate substitute shows you the lack of depth to the support that has in the Parliamentary Labour Party. And I have to say, if that is the quality of the thinking that's going on in Corbyn's office, who are they going to get to replace Heidi Alexander and whoever else resigns from the Shadow Cabinet? I expect a spate of resignations now from the Shadow Cabinet. This is definitely put up or shut up time on the Labour backbench. And the thing I would say is I don't see Corbyn now lasting as leader into any election this year.
And yet he is enormously popular and has an amazingly strong mandate. And the more you attack him, it was a point that I made earlier to Alistair Campbell, the more that you attack Jeremy Corbyn, the more, particularly on the young and the left, seem to view him as a messiah figure, if you will.
Well, he didn't have a mandate for being utterly useless, and that's why he's been. He didn't have a mandate for losing a third of all Labour voters and therefore contributing extraordinarily to Britain leaving the European Union. All that he got was a victory on one day last year. Well, he's had his chance. You can't keep people in jobs in which they are not suited. He's totally unsuited to this job. He cannot speak in public. He's not popular with the public. And that's where you have to win elections. You don't win elections amongst Labour Party members, general elections, because Labour Party members are going to vote Labour anyway. And the young and the radical have been betrayed by Jeremy Corbyn. They did not vote for him for Britain to leave the European Union. They've seen at the most important political decision that Britain's made since the war, they've seen that he cannot rise to the event. He cannot rise to speaking, to bringing people out, to convincing. We now are going to go through a hugely turbulent period economically, a hugely turbulent period politically, and what Labour needs is strong leadership. Ben Bradshaw is right, Heidi Alexander is right, and I'm sure many other Shadow Cabinet members will echo the words of Ben and Hilary Benn and Heidi during the day. The landscape will look very different by evening.
Given your experience, John, who has the qualities to lead the Labour Party? If you could be brief, I'd appreciate it.
Well, the fact that Hilary Benn's been singled out for sacking suggests that Corbyn is the most scared of him. And Hilary Benn showed that last year. He's a Benn. He comes from a great political tradition. And that may well be attractive to the young and the left to elect a Benn to leader of the Labour Party.